right. Welcome to New Mindset Who Dis podcast. This is a special episode of the podcast. Today, I'm going to do a guided meditation for you all. I figured I would start with a little bit of upbeat, energized music, something a little bit different before I get into some really mellow thoughts that I have in the form of a guided meditation. So I'm going to hop into it in just a second, but I wanted to start with something a little bit different, a little bit of pizzazz with the music, because one of the things that I'm very passionate about is this idea of balance, that in life, life's all about balance, that I can go on this podcast from doing an episode on Big Dick Energy and Ariana Grande and talking about the thickness, whatever, and the next doing a guided meditation. I think that is so cool and I get so much out of that. So I hope you enjoy this. If meditation's your thing, I'm sure you will. If not, I'd encourage you just to give it a shot. I found a lot of value in taking 20, 30 minutes and just being safe and vulnerable and at peace with yourself. And I think guided meditation is a great way to do that. So find somewhere as quiet as possible, wherever you are. This is only a 20-minute guided meditation, and I'm gonna get right into it. I want you to give yourself a second chance. A second chance to feel comfortable with who you are, who you really are, what you really feel. Give your softness a second chance in your life. Give the hope, positivity, empathy, kindness you once let lead you a second chance. Give yourself a second chance to see the world around you, the people around you, yourself, with new, bright eyes and unguarded optimism. Give yourself a chance to thrive again, to know what peace looks like, to find it amidst any uncertainty you may have in your life right now, to find peace in knowing that you not only listen to your heart, but you live it. You live your emotions, your goofiness. You let that spark shine through because you've allowed yourself to be soft again. Close your eyes with me for a minute and keep them closed. Take one deep breath in and out. In this moment, I want you to find a certain softness and sense of goodness that I know exists inside of you. And I want you to focus on that softness with your eyes closed. Picture it to be a warm, glowing light that exists inside of you. And I want you to focus on that for a minute. Picture it. Picture a warmness inside of you in the center of your body. Try to feel its warmth radiate inside you. And relax your shoulders a bit and just focus on being soft, on being open, trusting, unguarded. Just hold those gentle thoughts in your mind right now. Those words, soft, open, trusting, hopeful, compassionate. And you can open your eyes. And in this moment, I want you to consider who you are, who you really are, who I know you really are. You're someone who has taken everything life has thrown your way. Ups and downs. At times you've felt overwhelmed, stressed, frustrated, but you've always come out the other side for the better, stronger, more resilient. You're someone who has a lot on your plate. Responsibilities, pressure, goals, priorities, everything in between. And that can be exhausting, handling everything, prioritizing, knowing what to do. Consider all those things, all those emotions, all those experiences from your life with me for just a minute. And take one deep breath in and out. Now, I want you to consider the person you were before you started this adulting thing, before you had those responsibilities, before you've had the experiences you've went through, the times that have troubled you, the ups and downs and everything in between. Consider that person who, before the world did what it does to most people, it hardens them, closes them off, makes them a bit cynical and distrusting and guarded. Consider that person who greeted each day, each other person, each experience with warm, excited eyes, open arms, a sense of trust, a sense of overwhelming hope and curiosity. That person who didn't yet know the coldness of the world, who didn't yet allow their experiences to leave them guarded and closed off. And in this moment, find that softness again. That softness that was defined by how you used to greet each day with hope and good intention. That softness that was defined by open eyes and smiles and eager footsteps in the direction of the things and people that simply excited you. That softness still exists within you. Find it with me for a moment. Take one deep breath in and out. Consider who you are, who you really are in this moment. You are a soft, genuine person who has grown a hard shell, an exterior that has been created by the world around you. But don't feel guilt or shame in this moment. Find that warm light inside of you. It's a light that makes you, you, the real you, the you that sees everything with a sense of hope and openness and trust. I know it's there. I know it's fully and bright inside of you. And in this moment, I want you to focus on that light and nothing else. I want you to focus on that softness. That softness that says, you don't have to be tough in this moment. You don't have to let the weight of your responsibilities weigh on you. You don't have to let the stress in your life grab hold of you. You don't have to frown. Right now, in this moment, just listen to your heart. That is where this warm light lives. You don't have to be strong or outspoken or guarded. You don't have to have an answer for everything or a response to everyone. Just be soft right now. And feel that softness you normally push down because it's not tough. It's not guarded. You push down because it leaves you vulnerable if you didn't hide it. That softness that means you feel what you feel. That softness that encourages you to feel the heartbreak you feel when you consider the pain of others in the world. That softness that encourages you to feel empathy for your friend who's going through a tough time. That softness that encourages you to feel that warmth when you see a puppy or a funny thing on the internet or something small and silly. Think of that softness. Think of the way you smile behind closed doors when you watch your favorite TV show, or read that quote, or you hear your favorite song. Think of that softness when you break into dance after a long shower and no one's there to see it. That is warm, soft light that exists within you. That is the softness we so often think is a weakness that we try to cover with a hard exterior. That is the softness that we guard so much. But that is the softness the world needs. That is the softness that you need. That softness is your heart and your soul proclaiming its truth, a truth that is untouched by the coldness of the world and the opinion of others. It's a sensitive truth that has always existed within you and still does. It's a truth that shines bright even when someone tells you that you're too sensitive, or you need to toughen up, or you need to just fake it and act the part, or be someone you're not. It's a truth that shines bright even when you feel lost in your career or your relationships or just your purpose in life. It's always there for you. It's always welcoming of you. It is you. It's the real, soft you. And that makes you a badass. It makes you a badass to be confident in your softness. Because soft people aren't always appreciated. Being soft can make you feel alienated, that you're alone, that you're the only one who isn't BSing everything and everyone. You might feel tempted to say screw it and just try to fit in and play the part. You might encounter people who use your softness against you, who try to make you feel like you're wrong or immature or overly emotional or weak. But in this moment, find strength in letting them be that way. Find strength in resisting the urge to be so guarded, to feel threatened in a world that truly wants you to find peace in your softness. Take one deep breath in and out, and allow your softness to make you stronger. Let it make you feel at ease, at peace. In your heart, let your guardedness, your cynicism, your distrust move from your heart to your skin. It's a great thing to have thick skin. Thick skin, but a soft heart. Thick skin, but a soft heart. Thick skin to know what you deserve, to stand up for yourself. But a soft heart. A soft heart to guide your soul to people and experiences and places that reward you. A soft heart to give you hope and a sense of enthusiasm for life. A soft heart that offers you comfort, warm comfort that wraps itself around you when you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. A soft heart that reminds you that being sensitive, feeling empathy, is what makes you you, and you should never turn your back on that. You should always trust that. Because the world needs your softness. You need your softness. Your softness gives you a second chance at seeing life for what it is, brimming with hope and energy and warmth. Find strength in knowing that you recognize this. You recognize that it's easy to lose your sense of softness, but that you have the power to find it again. You have the power to resist the bitterness that life tries to give you, to resist guarding yourself so much, to resist your heart from hardening any further. Give yourself a chance to be soft again. Give yourself a chance to feel what is within you. Stop trying to guard yourself against this. Stop trying to outrun this softness or replace it with a tough exterior. Your softness is a light that can guide you. The world needs it. You need it. Recognize, find warmth in knowing that you are kind and loving and have this softness inside of you. This softness that heals you from experiences that have made you lose hope, from people who have let you down, from the times you let yourself down. The very fact that you feel empathy or sadness or excitement over things that not everyone else feels means that you have this softness inside of you and you can find it again. You have a second chance with this. And in this moment, find that softness. Recognize it, wave at it, hold it, see it, let it warm you. Imagine it like the sun on your shoulders. Feel its warmth on your neck. Feel it. And take that back into the world with you. Take that softness, that warmth back with you. And let it lead you. Let it lead you to stand up for others, to lift them up, to ask if they're okay, to ask if they're okay again, to ask the same of yourself. To see the world around you with compassion, to forgive others, to forgive yourself, to be more compassionate. Take one deep breath in and out. There is magic in finding your softness again. It's in finding your softness again that you will recognize the incredible sense of optimism and hope you rightfully have towards your life. This softness you have wants you to look at life with fresh eyes, with a sense of second chances and hope. Your softness is the real you, and when you tap into that, you can find yourself a renewed sense of gentleness. A gentleness that separates you from those who have become hardened and made cynical by the world. A gentleness that recognizes that you are human. You feel because you allow your heart and soul to have a voice in your life. A voice that reminds you to see the best in others and the best in yourself. A voice that reminds you to live with empathy for other people and empathy for yourself. A voice that reminds you to find beauty in the small things, in a morning breeze, in hearing your favorite song, in meeting someone new. And hold this softness right now. Let it remind you that you can taste life as bitter or taste it as sweet. Let it remind you that you can see imperfection or you can see beauty. Let it remind you that a soft heart, a soft soul, a soft outlook on life, a soft approach to people and relationships is your superpower. It makes you powerful, more powerful than when you're guarded and safe. And in this moment, commit to your softness. Let that softness give you hope. Hope over hate, enthusiasm over distrust. This is what makes life worth living. When you give other people, the world around you, and most importantly yourself, another chance to approach life with more softness. Softness that craves genuine connection, deep conversations, smiles because of little things, appreciation for each day, and a fire to never let that softness die down. Take one deep breath. And out. All right. Whew. I hope you enjoyed that. I feel great. I feel fantastic. I hope you got something out of that. I hope it just made you think and feel a little bit soft for a minute. I really do think this is such an important aspect of your life. If you felt this was valuable, if you enjoyed it, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend, family, colleague, whoever, someone who can get value out of this. But I appreciate you nonetheless. It means a lot to have your support. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. I really do appreciate all the 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. So keep those coming if you could spare a minute. I appreciate you. Thank you for continuing to share and support the podcast. And until next episode, I'm out.